This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me for this weekly podcast, and if you don't already subscribe to our newsletter, please do so. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. It's free, and you can unsubscribe at any time. If you want to email me with any topics of interest, questions, any topics of interest at all pertaining to health and wellness or anything you've heard about in the news. And there's a lot of clickbait going on there, so be careful. Check your resources. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. I have a question actually from a colleague of mine who's a fellow RD like myself, Kristen. Kristen is asking, what are your thoughts on a ketogenic diet for a patient with PCOS having fertility issues? This is a wonderful, wonderful question. PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome or polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is actually becoming increasingly more common, and it is often a cause of fertility issues, as we're finding out. Now, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, as we move forward in our understanding of it, that the underlying cause of the symptoms of PCOS, which are things like cysts on the ovaries, loss of menstrual periods or irregular periods, acne, increased facial hair, especially around the chin, but it could be more facial hair, more body hair, also called hirsutism, and possible hair loss on top of the head, you know, where you want it most. And it's the most common endocrine disorder of women in America. And it affects an incredible 5 to 10% of women between the ages of 18 and 44. So let's talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome. And it's one of the least understood conditions affecting women today. And you have to ask yourself, why is infertility going up and up and up? It's become more prevalent. We're seeing more incidents of infertility in women, and this may be one of the things that's going on. This condition, PCOS, is often misdiagnosed in traditional medicine because the symptoms are often associated with other disorders. A study published in the March 2015 issue of Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that women diagnosed with PCOS are twice as likely to be hospitalized for heart disease, diabetes, mental health conditions, reproductive disorders, and cancer of the uterine lining. So, women may end up in our offices with issues such as weight gain, low thyroid, diabetes, prediabetes, but what may be underneath all of that or part of all of that is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So despite its name, ovarian cysts are not required to make the diagnosis of PCOS. There are a lot of women diagnosed with PCOS who've never had ovarian cysts, but they have some insulin resistance, they have some facial hair growth, they have a lot of acne, they have high androgens, they have high DHEA levels. This is key. High DHEA levels, we often see. Some may even have higher testosterone than what would be in the normal range for a female. So the cysts in PCOS may be a consequence of the underlying disease process, not the fundamental player of it. So, and this is, I'm getting some of these talking points here from Dr. David Perlmutter, and it's on his website, Dr. David Perlmutter, whom I call a rock star neurologist out of Naples, Florida. I'm not sure if he's semi-retired, if he's still practicing, but a lot of wonderful writings are out there, and this article was also at drhoffman.com. So what PCOS represents is primarily metabolic disorder, which is akin to type 2 diabetes, in which the body becomes resistant to the effects of the hormone insulin. So many of the manifestations of PCOS, like acne, increased facial hair, irregular menstrual periods, menstrual changes, are a consequence of higher levels of male-related hormones called androgens. And because of this, the pharmaceutical intervention for PCOS often involves hormone therapy to reestablish balance between so-called male and female hormones. In addition, diabetes medicine metformin is frequently used to help regulate blood sugar. And as it is with the more than 26 million diabetics in America, the first choice in PCOS as it relates to elevated blood sugar and loss of insulin sensitivity focuses on drug intervention and not lifestyle changes. But do recognize that the metabolic issue related to elevated insulin is absolutely a central issue in PCOS. In other words, which came first, the PCOS or the insulin resistance? The argument here is that the insulin resistance happened first, and that then is causing changes, the menstrual irregularities, the cysts on the ovaries, the acne. So, we have to recognize that the metabolic issue related to elevated insulin is central to PCOS, not something that just appears with the rest of PCOS symptoms. The elevated level of insulin actually has a direct effect when it comes to the primary hormonal issues of PCOS, as described in a report from the Medical College of Virginia. Elevated insulin stimulates the ovaries to increase their production of androgens, upsetting the male-female ratio of hormones and leading to the many downstream manifestations of PCOS. So, get this, insulin is again the master and commander of this hormonal dysregulation called PCOS, just as insulin is the master and commander of overweight and obesity. Obesity is more about hormonal dysregulation, especially with insulin, than anything else. If you've read Jason Fung, The Obesity Code, it's described in great detail there. A high insulin is also a master and commander, and not salt, of high blood pressure. Salt, yes, will exacerbate high blood pressure, but a high insulin is the cause, because the high insulin causes our bodies to retain more sodium than it normally would. And when we retain that sodium, water collects on our body. That water diffuses into our bloodstream. This increases our blood volume. This is how we also get high blood pressure. So with the understanding of the central role of insulin elevation in terms of causing the symptoms of PCOS, it shines a light on the importance of lifestyle issues that are directed at not only the treatment of type 2 diabetes, but more importantly, its prevention. So the profound exposure of young women to sugars and carbohydrate-rich foods because of their role in increasing insulin is clearly related to tipping their hormonal balance in favor of these masculinizing androgen hormones, which is a fundamental feature of PCOS. So, according to Dr. Perlmutter, PCOS is a preventable situation with diet and lifestyle well deserving of our attention, as is so often the case in Western medicine. The focus seems to be on fixing problems with drugs long after the cow has already left the barn. We need to focus on keeping the barn door closed in the first place, a metaphor for changing our focus to prevention, as opposed to treating the issues once they've arisen. So, to answer Kristen's question, the ketogenic diet would be the antidote because it can help to reverse the insulin resistance. And I will tell you a case study at the end of this. I want to give you more about PCOS. So the key is identifying the underlying hormonal issue, managing it appropriately. We manage it with diet and lifestyle. And in a functional medicine approach, it's our job to help the patient address the root cause by managing the insulin resistance. So with PCOS, the female body produces excess male hormones. As I've said, this causes the ovaries to develop cysts or follicles. These issues prevent ovulation and cause irregular periods, painful periods, or the loss of a period altogether. This can be the cause of infertility. If these cysts are preventing normal ovulation in a female body, what ensues is infertility. So, as practitioners, we look for irregular periods, we look for excess androgens, polycystic ovaries can be revealed on a sonogram. And the excess testosterone can throw off the insulin metabolism too, which is why the syndrome is associated with metabolic disorder. And then, because of insulin resistance, the patient's excessive weight gain increases inflammation and increases symptoms of PCOS. And they may then have a blood sugar issue or a thyroid issue. And when a patient is already overweight or obese or have thyroid issues, the symptoms of PCOS can worsen. So, the complications of PCOS can include infertility, gestational diabetes, or pregnancy-induced high blood pressure. Think about that. Might be a cause of preeclampsia or eclampsia, which is pregnancy-induced high blood pressure, which can cause then that particular complication in pregnancy. Non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. This is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a severe liver inflammation caused by fat accumulation in the liver. PCOS may cause metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions including high blood pressure, high blood sugar, abnormal cholesterol or triglyceride levels that significantly increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. Another complication of PCOS, type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. It may cause sleep apnea, and especially with overweight obesity. It may cause depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. It may cause abnormal uterine bleeding. and it may be a cause of endometrial cancer. Traditional medicine often treats PCOS with birth control pills. But if a woman is trying to get pregnant, this approach is obviously off the table. In functional medicine, we want to combat the insulin resistance. We want to regulate blood sugar metabolism to help shift the hormonal balance. Remember that insulin is a hormone too. All part of the endocrine system, we want to shift hormonal balance back to normal levels. And we want to reduce inflammation in the ovaries. So besides a ketogenic diet, lifestyle, for those women with PCOS, inositol is helpful. Insulin must bind to a receptor, and if it doesn't do this properly, the body will keep producing more of it, which can lead to insulin resistance, which this is all about hyperinsulinism now. Inositol, especially myo-inositol, is directly linked to insulin metabolism because it helps insulin bind to the receptor, promoting blood sugar control. Another helpful supplement for those women with PCOS is curcumin. And curcumin, as you know, is a plant-based curcuminoid derived from the herb turmeric. Turmeric is a potent anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and as an ingredient in a supplement, helps to reduce molecular inflammation that leads to imbalances in the body. Curcumin fights inflammation on a molecular level by blocking a molecule that travels to the nuclei of cells and turns on genes related to inflammation. This is from Alyssa Humphrey, a research scientist at Food Science Corporation. Curcumin also aids in detoxification. In the gallbladder, it stimulates bile production, which the liver utilizes to eliminate toxins from the bloodstream. For women with PCOS, this can be particularly critical since a healthy liver can remove harmful environmental toxins and as well as excess androgens and estrogen. So we want to promote balance in the body and we want to approach PCOS from a metabolic standpoint and we want to address the inflammation. Weight loss will help alleviate symptoms of PCOS too. Therefore, a ketogenic diet is helpful. And I want to tell you about a case study. I had a female patient who was having trouble getting pregnant. She had been formally diagnosed with PCOS. She had the irregular periods, some polycystic ovaries. She did not have overweight or obesity. She did not have the facial hair, the many higher androgens that can cause that. But what I did was I put her on a PCOS diet, which is exactly a low-carb diet, a very low-carb diet. So a lot of her hormones started to normalize. Her periods became regular after a few months. So this was a big joy, a big relief for the couple. And soon after that, she became pregnant, gave birth to a healthy baby girl. And she told me all about that after that, and everybody's healthy and everybody's fine. And the ketogenic diet, a very low-carb diet, aka low-carb diet, everybody's calling it keto now, but what it is a low-carb diet, a very low-carb diet. It is the antidote to PCOS, and approaching PCOS as a metabolic disorder may be the way to go, and that PCOS is a development of insulin resistance the way diabetes is a development of insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, metabolic syndrome. So, very important. And it's very interesting to me that we're just seeing more and more of PCOS on the rise. Could it be our overweight and obesity pandemic that's happening in our country and around the world? Again, I see more and more infertility, and I'm seeing more and more diagnoses of PCOS. So if we're able to take care of the underlying metabolic factors associated with insulin resistance, a lot of these hormonal imbalances can resolve, I've also seen and I've also recommended women who were prescribed metformin by their doctors for PCOS to take it. Metformin is very, very beneficial in eradicating the insulin resistance sooner. Why not? Doesn't mean you have to be on it for the rest of your life, and we certainly don't want you on it in pregnancy. We just want you on a very good diet, a lower carb diet if you have PCOS, taking some good prenatal supplements, taking a good form of DHA, fish oil, and all of that good stuff. So I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.